Beyond Daf, Ayin Ches Amid Aleph, we have had a memra of Rabbi Yehuda, who Rabbi Yehuda holds Bas Ger Zohar, Bas Cholo Zohar. Rabbi Yehuda learned a Ma'atzad, a Kal V'Chomer, that the daughter of a Ger is possible. The kuhune, a kal v'chomer from the daughter of a cholo. Madoch, a cholo is bo mitipo ksheira, is bitay psulo. Ger shabo mitipo psulo, in edin shabitay psulo. Then we had a kashe, malacholo, sheken yitziros v'aveire. The Gemara, lemaise, learned out a mahatzad from Abbas cholo and Abbas mitzri rishen. And a bas cholo is bitay psula min akune. I will say a cholo is itzirose ba'avere. It's rishen yechiyach. Mala mitzirishi sheken posel lekol. It's cholo yechiyach. We learned out a bas ger. Then the gemara pirche. Mala cholo mitzirishin shepoislo nesaisho. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ger is also a Paisel as a Isha. Let's just go a little further in the Gemara, and then we'll learn Taisvis, and then we'll come back to the Etzem Limud of Rabbi Yehuda. We had in the Mishnah a three-way machlok. Let us just see the Mishnah again, that I in Zayna Medalat. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Bas Ger Zohar, Kebas Cholo Zohar. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the daughter of a Ger is like a Bas Cholo, she's Posel Akun. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov says no. Yisrael Shenosa Giyoris, or Ger Shenosa Bas Yisrael, it is a Tzad Yisrael, and the parents, either the father was a Yisrael, or the mother was a Yisraelis, bitay ksheira lekume. Aval ger shenosa giyoyres, bitay psula lekume. A ger shenosa giyoyres, then is bitay psula lekune, if a daughter from a ger and a giyoyres, she's posa lekune. In Rabbi Yaisi Yomer, av ger shenosa giyoyres, bitay ksheira lekume. Rabbi Yaisi holds at a bas, from two geirim, a geir and geiris, is kosher lekum. Let us see the Gemara further. Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov oimer ger. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai oimer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is a fourth shita. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, geiris huse mi ba'ashalei shanim v'yomer. If we had a goite who was nizgaya when she was less than 3 years old, sheira lekud, so she is kosher lekud. Shenema v'chol taf banoshim hachiyu lochem. Moshe Rabbeinu by Melchemes Midyan, so Moshe Rabbeinu came and told them they had left, they did not kill all the Bonais. So he told them, "V'chol ataf banoshim hachiyu lochem," and it's mevur in the posik that means the bonais who weren't ruyais lebiya, they were pchusais mipas gimel shonim hachiyu lochem. So these can remain alive, and lochem, and they lochem means lochol tzorcheichem, and you can do whatever you want with this taf. So now Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, "Valoi Pinchas oye imot." Now Moshe Rabbeinu said a flat statement, "Hachiyu lochem," and he's including Pinchas, and lochem means a filu to marry them. So we see that since they were pchusais mibas gimel shonim, and they were a giyoyres, we'll see some of Bezin was megay, they were nizgaya or das Bezin. So a giyoyres, chusa mi ba'ashol ishonim, is kosher lekune. The Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon hold, hachiu lochem, does not mean issues. Lochem means la'avodim, so the Rishah says that they can be wives for avodim. The lishvachis, or they can be your shivchit. But it does not mean lochem le'ishos, because you're right, Pinchas was there also, and for Pinchas it wouldn't be mutter. This is a geyeres. A geyeres is also. Now, let us see Rashi. Rav Shimon Oimer, so Rashi says, Harei arba machlokes bedova. Now Rashi clarifies this whole idiom. Rashi says as follows. There's the four-way machlokes. L'Rabbi Yehuda, bas ger zochel psula, the daughter of a ger is possible, afilo nasa Yisrael, afilo the mother was a Yisraeli, but the daughter of a ger is possible. L'Rabbi Leza, according to Rabbi Leza, that's the second sheet in our Mishnah, i'ika tzad echad Yisrael, if one of the parents were Yisraeli, machshir. And the daughter is kosher lekune. Umiu ger ugiyoyres bitei psula. But if the both parents were gerim, again giyoyres bitei psula. Ule Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is the third sheet in our Mishnah. Afilu ger shenosa giyoyres bitei ksheira. Umiu. But afilu Umiyu, but afilu, according to Rabbi Yosi, the biggest meiko so far in our Mishnah, Umiyu, Hayrasav Leidosa Bikdusha Boy, we need it should be Hayrasav Leidosa Bikdusha. That means it doesn't matter if the father and mother were Gerim, but when she was Nisabel, she was, the heroine was when they're Yidden already. That's what they were gerim is no problem, but he lost the leidosa b'kedusha. The Rab Shimon in Rab Shimon says, "Afilu giyeres atzma machsha." Rab Shimon is the biggest makel. He says, "You all of you are gribbling about a daughter from a ger. That means was born was he lost a b'kedusha, leidosa b'kedusha, but a father a ger. I'll tell you bigger chiddush." I'll tell you a chiddush, I feel like she was born a goite, and she was megaya herself. Chuse, mi bas gimel shonim, so she's also kosher lekun, I feel like yeres atma machsha. Volvatshe tolei ruye lebiya bigiyusa, that she wasn't roye lebiya bigiyusa, the teipik lo michlal zayn. That the teipik lo michlal zayn. So she doesn't fall into the gather of a zayin. That means a giyoyres is a zayin. I don't know, Klof Rashi means over here that if she was misgaya after 3 years, I assume that she was mezana bigiyusa. Well, Rashi means that Abbas Gimel, that's loy labia, has a shame zayin afilo loyzins. But Aphusa mi bas gimel, that Rashi, that Rav Shimon ben Yochai holds klal, she doesn't have a shame zayin. Now, we have here a machlokes. The Chachamim are chaylik on Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And they hold that hachiu lochem lavodim l'shvoches. That they're also lekoyin. Afilu she was megaya. So she's also als zayne. So what kind of a zayne is she according to the Chachamim? So there's a Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph from Adalet. And I think from this Tosfos we'll get we'll be able to understand Vachsimer a whole sugya much better. Taisva says, "En zayna ele giyoyres meshucheres." This is a Mishnah in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph. So Taisva says, "Afilu nisgayra pchusa mibas gimel shanim, asura mitam zayna." he's also Altoine. This is Umcheir according to the Chachamim. V'tayma lefi shabo min ha'ivdei keichovim ha'shtufim v'zim. So now Taisu says, I'm more than a gazach. So Taisu says that the Chachamim hold that a giyayres is a zayna, until she was in this guy, Pusami Bat Gibbon, because if she comes from Goyim, she comes from Goyim who are Shtufim Bezim. They're a Chefts of Znus. So Memela, a daughter from such parents, is a Zayne. That's called from Hayyitze min Atomei Tomei. That means if they're Shtufim Bezim, she's a Zayne. That is the Svara of the Chachamim. In Rab Shimon ben Yechai hold, if when we don't give her a shame zayne, if she became a Bas Yisrael, when she was a Pusami Bas Gimel Shot. If already she was a Bas Gimel, then could be Yod also this one, then already was Nitfas the shame zayne on her. But a Pusami Bas Gimel, she doesn't get a shame zayne if she's a Lav Bas Bia. With this, we can have an understanding in the whole sugya. The Achayim ask a kasha. Let's go back to our sugya. We have our machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yose. Rabbi Yehuda said that Abbas Ger Zocha is Kebas Cholo Zocha. Just like the daughter of a Cholo is also Lekune. So a daughter of a Ger is also also Lekune. So, L'chayre, V'achaynim asked, the daughter of a cholol, L'chayre is a chalola of Midin Yichus. The daughter of a cholol is a chalola. But why should a daughter of a ger become possible? And let's, the kasha is even a stronger kasha, when I saw Mishnah Salevi, Rabbi Yehuda makes a ma'atzad from Abbas cholol, Abbas Mitzri, you learn an Abbas Ger. Now, Abbas Mitzri is Icha Midin Yichas. The daughter of a Mitzri Rishon is a Mitzri Shaini, that's Midin Yichas. The daughter of a Ger Mitzri is a Mitzri. It goes to the Shlishi. But Al Kaponim, her Din Mitzri, her Psula call is Alta Din Yichas. So, how does Abbas Ger become a puzzle? And we had once mentioned the kasha, which we never said a teret, but in the beginning of Asara Yuxin, we heard a taisvis. Taisvis says that a bas koyin can marry a ger because lehuzaru ksheiris linase lepsula. And a kosher, ksheiris, a koyin can't marry a geiris, but a kahanis can marry a ger. So we mentioned then from the Mishnah Salevi, he asked, a Kohen can't marry a Geyeres because she's a Zayne. But a Kehenes would also not be able to marry again. No, there's a special then. Lehuzel of Sheiris, Linosel of Psula. What kind of Psula is there on again? But in Kehenu Manachnu, Dach Sechmeh, according to this Taisus, Taisus said, I'm more of the Kizach. That if you come from Shtufim Bezin, a daughter, a Pusami Bas Gimel, that was a goiter, that was this guy, according to Rav Shimon ben Yechai, which is the biggest makel, the vial, told the Chachamim, according to Rav Shimon ben Yechai, that means that there'd be a svara to say, or the Chachamim hold that she's tak apostle, not like Rav Shimon ben Yechai, that she's tak apostle because she originated from Shtufe Zime, so she is a Zayne. One who originates from Shtufe Zime is a Zayne. So Memele, that is if she was born a Goite, so she was born Hake from Shtufe Zime, so she's a Zayne. So perhaps this is, now let's go backwards. So this is, if she was a Goite that was born from a Goite. So Memele, she is a Din Zayne. The Machmirim could be went back, were machmir even more. Abbas ger zocher. So who does this ger come from? Who does this ger come from? So this ger comes from a goy, a tipa psula. So the ger come, and he was born a goy. Because Abbas ger zocher, we're talking about the father was a goy who was megayer. So if we say that a bas goy that was megayer himself is a zayna because she came from shtup ezima, so she's a chetzav znut. Not because she was mezana, but she's coming from shtup ezima. So let us go a ger. What is a ger? A ger came from shtup ezima. So he also has the union of shtup ezima of znut is not chilik between a zoch and a kever. If she's in a kever, she gets a shame zayna. But the shame zayne originates from coming from shtub ezima. This is a chepsa shalznut. So therefore, so that's the way we can start understanding a lot of things. So Abbas, afilu we will say that Abbas cholol, the daughter of a cholol is posel als midin yichas, because she comes from a person who's mechulo from kedushas kone. So she also is mechulo from kedushas kone. So a ger is a goy who was shot of bezime or comes from shtu bezime. It's a tipa psula. So a mele, so he's a chefza of znus, so she's the daughter of a chefza of znus. What? So a mele, she's posel to a koyin al zayne. A bas ger is a zayne. It's midin yichos take. It is midin yichos. I mean, she's like her father. Just like the daughter of a cholol is like her father, he's mechulol mikdushes kohune. He's mechulol mikdushes kohune. So his daughter is also mechulol mikdushes kohune. So a goy that was megayer. So be'etzem he was a shtik shtuf ezime after the geiris. That's what he is. So a daughter from a shtik shtuf ezime is a zayne. That's why a goy that was megayer. Because she comes from shtuf ezima. So here we're speaking about she was born from a goy. But Rav Yehuda went a step before. If her father was born from a goy, so her father came from shtuf ezima. So she's a bas. He born me tipa psula. That means let's look at the father. The father came from shtuf ezima. So Memela, so she's a daughter of such a person. So she also has this din of shtuf ezime, and she's posel al zayne. So all these three in Yonim are din a yichas taker. Rav Yehuda learns out, Abbas cholol is a cholola, she's like her father. And Abbas mitzri is like also the father. It's also din a yichas taker. A daughter of a mitzri is a mitzri. And a meila, a daughter of a ger is just like a ger is a zoin. A ger is a chefs of shtuf ezime. And that is why the Gemara is to say a bas koyin is permitted to marry a ger. Of that, we have to rack our brains. Because a ksheh, but like this, she wouldn't be also to marry a ger. What's wrong with a ger? Abbas Yisrael can marry a ger. What's wrong that Abbas Koyin can marry a ger? Because he is the psul zaynah. The terminology zaynah is used by a woman. But the concept of shtufei zime, this applies side by schorim, side by nekevish. I was unable to see this in a veinig. I saw that Teresh Shmuel before brings down from Rabbi Ezri that Rav Shach Zechayin Lebroche said the hod the ger poisul zaroi hainu denas is zoyne. Rav Shach says this, that a daughter of a ger is a zoyne. So he says, so chien, how is shaykh to be sheyochel shem zoyne b'taylodo? But it's, that's the way we're saying now, it's very good. It's if I can't. Why is a geyeres prusami bas gimel azayne? Because they says, because she comes from shtuf ezime. So a bas ger is also, that's a tipa psula. That means that, his father, and he comes, so he was also a shtuf ezime, when he was Megayah himself on Al Kaponim, this psul remains in himself, and his daughter is Hazoinah. And I thought perhaps as a Moichah the Kekashe, to bring down from the Hamakne, the Makne asks a Moichah the Kekashe. Rabbi Yehuda says that we learn out Bas Ger Zochel, we learn out from Bas Mitzri Rishon and Bas Chol. Make a Ma'atzad. Right? Zrekte Hamakne. We're making a Ma'atzad. It can't be more Chomer than both of these Tzodim. So, a Bas Mitzri Rishon, only the second Deir is possible. The third Deir is kosher ready. So it should come out a Bas Ger should only be the second Deir. And he does not like that. A Bas Ger is like a Bas Cholo. So, that's the kasha they ask. The way we're saying could be, that's no kasha. The yesod of the limud was that Rabbi Yehuda was telling these psulim, which are existent in the parents, go over. Now, a cholo, we're talking about psule kohune. A mitzri, we're speaking about psule kol. But pshat is, but I'm just telling you that psul, but however the psul is a megishtel, this is psulekol, this is psulekun, but it goes over. The daughter takes over the psul. That thing that a mitzri shlishi is mutter, that's halachim psulekol. Psulekol only goes to lader shlishi by mitzri. But here we're talking, by psulekun there's no such concept, psulekun, it goes all the time. But the limud is just one yesod. That psulim go over. The psul of mitzri goes over to the daughter. The psul of cholol goes over to the daughter. And the psul of ger should also go over to the daughter. Now let us see Tosfos. The Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda, ger nami poisel bebiyosoi, umaisi lo bemahatzad, the cholol o mitzri rishi. The Gemara had a pircha on this Mahatzat. The Gemara said, how could you learn out Ger? How could you learn out a Bas Ger Zochel from a Bas Chol on a Bas Mitzri? Bala Chol on Mitzri, she can poislon ishtay bibiyosai. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, again, we'll also pasel on ishtay bibiyosai. In Agavuch, we can understand what the poisel is, or how he passels are, because he has a din zoyni, he's a chetz of znu, so he's boil and ish, he passels are. Like a cholol is a chetz of cholol, he passels. So he's a chetz of znu, so he passels are also. Because he brings down that, this he brings to Rabbi Ezri, a gay will passel out zoynetak, it should become a zoynet. Yeah, bim taima, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yossi holds in the Mishnah that a bas ger v'giyoyres is kosher lekune. It's a may march mas bas ger habol ala mitzvah b'ma'atzad b'ma'atzad shebem d'chol ol mitzvah k'may Rabbi Yehuda. Why did Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah disregard the ma'atzad of Rabbi Yehuda? Tzorich loyma. The Ksova Rabbi Yosi ain't zu hatzad ashov lamel from nayu psul lebasker. He held, you're making a kugel over here. Sherei bas cholol ain't a psulo lekal Yisrael. U bas mitzri rishem psulo lovi bekol. So memele, you are putting together two distinct halachas, even though in Yisod, both are a psul yichid, but it's for different categories. This is for kuna and this is for kol. So I'll learn out kuna. You can't make such a tzad ha-shoveh. V'shach lema tzad ha-shoveh shbem she'enem b'roif kol obitei psul ha-kimin she'en psul b'nei shoveh. The psul of the bonus are not the same. This is a psul l'kol, this is a psul l'kuna. V'idoichiku lema ulefore she'enem b'roif kol that are making shabeechad mem yesh sadavere. You're saying that all these three have a common denominator. What's the common denominator? They're not equal to roiv kol. One is, it's not equal to Rav Kol, because he was Neitza Ba'Avere, Acholo. Uba'acheres, who posel Ovi Ba'Kol? And by a Mitzri, the father is not like Rav Kol, because he's posel Ovi Ba'Kol. So Memele Dein Svar Aloyme came Deinem Shov. You can't make a Tzada Shov. These two have a common denominator. They fight from common. They're two different things. So that's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Bama Hatzad Bahai Dine. So the Gemara says, but Rabbi Yehuda told you to make a Tzada Shov. So you're asking a Pirche Ma Lecholol Umitzri Shekein Poislu Nasishe Bibi Yossi. So Rabbi Yehuda says, again, we'll also pass on Isha Bibiyos. Koshelari, Toloshayach Psu Biye Gabe Mitzri, Elok Shano Sabas Yisrael. That what a Mitzri passes on Isha means, and there's no Sabas Yisrael. Di Be Mitzri is Kvari Psula, it's the same as a Apostle. Be Ikol a Mitzrach, Mala Tzada Shove Sheben, Shken Yeshbem Tzada Veiro Kidalel. So Memele, so what if you want to learn out, and a ger should passel ishtoi, so you have to learn out, just like a cholo passel ishtoi, just like a mitzri passel abas yisroel, so ger will also passel abas yisroel. Correct, Tosfos, now I have a pirch already. Ma le cholo sheken yitzirosei baveira. Ma le mitzri sheken biyosei baveira. Taime beger that is no aveira. That's the kasha of the Tosfos Yishonim. Tosfos Yishonim blames by a kasha. Now there's a very interesting parrot that the Tosfos HaRosh answers. The Tosfos HaRosh answers this concept of Yitzirosei Bavera is only a concept on the daughter. A bas cholo. Because I'm saying the grandfather of the granddaughter is an avera. That means her father was created through an Aveira. So the daughter comes from her father, was created. So she is a creation, a result of an Aveira. So that's why she's possible to come. So that's a pich on the bas. But that what the cholo was yitzirosoi ba'aveira, that should be a reason to passel an isha that has nothing to do with the isha. So Memela, so therefore this is in passling the Isha, there's no such pirche malacholo sheken yitzirosei baveir. Now the Gemara says further, vekulon mikra echo doshu. Now there's a whole tumult if the Gemara's going to bring a pasuk now, and all these shittes, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, from a pasuk in Yecheskel. So there's a tumult if the pasuk is an asmachta, and really they have their own limudim, but they have an asmachta, that's what Rashi seems to learn, from this pasuk, or the pasuk is an emeset rash, and these limudim are a gilui how to learn pshat and pasuk. But let us see now this pasuk. V'kulam mikra echadosh, a very difficult pasuk to understand. The pasuk says as follows: Almone ugrusha lo yikru lem lenoshim. Now, this first half of the pasuk is speaking by the kohen gadol, sure. Almone ugrusha lo yikru lem lenoshim. Ki im psulois mizera beis Yisrael, they should marry psulois mizera beis Yisrael. So, ki im psulois could also be speaking about a kohen gadol. Now it says Mizera Beis Yisrael, and we'll see later that Mizera Beis Yisrael is speaking about a Kohen Hedyon. Now we're going to talk about halachas from the Kohen Hedyon. So what does it mean Mizera Beis Yisrael? A Kohen Hedyon can only marry someone that is Mizera Beis Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Sava at the is kol zera mi Yisrael. That the iker zera has to be mi Yisrael. So what does Rashi say? Now let us see what Rashi says. Kol zera, kloima kol iker, hakori zera, Heinu min ha'o, lafuki bas ger zocha. If Zera means here the Shichva Zera of the father would be very good. So that means that he can only marry an Isha that the father was a Yisrael. Mizera beis Yisrael. Kloimal kol Iker ha'kori Zera heinu min ha'o. The shame Zera is determined mitzat the Ovu was Mazriya. So Memele, he has to be a Yisrael. La'afuki basker zocha. So a Kohen can only marry a daughter if the father was a Yisrael. If the father was a Ger, he can't marry the daughter. Rabbi Eleza ben Yaakov sova mi zera vafilu mikza zera. Mikza zera, so Rashi says, afilu zera kochush. Not the Iker zera was from a Yisrael. If there's a zera kochush mi Yisrael, mikza zera, that means if the mother was a Yisraelis, kigoyin min ha'em, ger shenosa Yisraelis, so memele, that's also enough. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov darshan from this pasuk, that if the child was born from mikza zera Yisrael, so the way we're saying till now, that means is the child called a zoinah? We're saying that's child. So it's that. So who does the child come from? Who does the child come from? So Rabbi Yehuda says, well, Iker is the father, the Iker Yichus is to the father. If the father is called a shot of Bezima, so then the child is, then it's not Zera Yisrael. If the mother was a Geiris and the father was a Yisrael, that's called, cool, it's Zera Yisrael. So the child is not possible. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, if in the child is intermingled Zera Yisrael, Zera Kochosh, the mother's Abbas Yisrael, that's also called, the child is doesn't have a psul zayin. That is, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yossi Sova, not to mean that the father has to be a Yisrael, or the mother has to be a Yisrael. Mishen Nizru be Yisrael. It means that the Hiroyin was when they were Yidin, when they weren't Goyim, they could be Geirim. No problem with a girl, but b'shas hiroyim, they were yidden. So memele, so it doesn't matter if the father's a girl, the mother's a geyeris. But al kaponim the hiroyim was when they were yidden. So such a daughter's mutter. Mi she nizru be Yisrael shetei hiros or b'kedusha. That's all what you need. Rab Shimon ben Yechai sova mi she nizru besuleha. Be Yisrael. When her besulim became intact, that they're not choizris anymore, she has to be a yidin. Zogt Rashi, Mishenizru be Yisrael, Mishenizru besulah be Yisrael, Shetzomchu v'gomru besuleho Mishabo l'chlal Yisrael. That means when she became a besula, the besulim have to grow or become from a Yisraelis. Besulois mizera beis Yisrael. Dahainu, shenasis bashalich, when she becomes a bashalich, gamru besuleo, then her besulim anigma, lebiya. That means then the besulim are anadis that she was in Nival. Shimti boil mikan veilach enam chayzrim. Avul koidim sholish, kol shohim chayzrim vetoimchim. That's not called besulim. Uboim. V'ochidosh l'kho, besulois mizera beis Yisrael, besulim shelo, yeh mizera, what is, gidula Yehudi, when she's a Yehudi, her besulim have to, when she's she has to become a besule from, when she's a bas Yisrael, that's all. Later, so forget, so we see according to, it's a different, if she was Megaya afterwards, so it's got another psul according to Abshim Ben Yehoi. The psul is because now the psulim came from a goite. The psulim, it's not that the psulim came from a goite. Later, she was Megaya herself. We have this psul, psulois misera Yisrael. Frag the Gemara, haikro Reisha Bekoyin Godel, the Sefer Bekoyin Hedyet. So the Gemara says a very modern pasuk that the Haikra Reisha Bekoyin Godel, the Sib Amon Grusha Layikru, Kim Besulais, Vahola Sel Bekoyin Godel. So the first half of the pasuk is speaking about a Koyin Godel, the Sefer Bekoyin Hedyet, the Koma Psulais Mizera Beis Yisrael. So that's speaking about a Koyin Hedyet, that we learn out that this is telling us dinim who a kain hadid is permitted to marry. And then it says the end of the posik is, which is also very shver a posik, ba'almone ashetia almone mikayin yikochu. That's the end of the posik. That they can take an almone who was an almone from a kain. Because salke daitech dahochi koma. Shehi almone mimiyuches. She was an almana from a memiyuches. Aroi lahasi lekohune. That means not almana mikoyin yikochu, almana from such a husband that his daughter is roi lahasi lekohune. So maybe she's also mutalakai. Kedosh lechabi lekama. Mi amesiyim lekohune. Her husband was such a person that's mesiyim lekohune. Almana shetay muteres lekohune lemeshkachas lo. So the Gemara says, so the Pasuk is a Meiradik Pasuk. The Pasuk is one flow. We're starting off by a Kohen Gadol. And then we're in the middle, we're talking about a Kohen Hedyet. That a Kohen Hedyet has to make sure it's Psulis Mizera Yisrael. And then we're invited to marry. You know what kind of Almana you can marry? An Almana that her husband was missing Lekone. That's also speaking about a Kohen Hedyet. And the pasuk doesn't give us a hint that we change the subject in the middle of the pasuk. It's a chamot lemaisa. Amalei, and yeah, that's kind of pasuk. The beginning is speaking about a kohen gadol, the end is speaking about a kohen hedyet. Like the gemara, the kosav klohochi. The pasuk writes like that also. There's a pasuk like that also. The chsiv. He says, let's see a pasuk in Shmuel. V'ner elikim, terem yichbe. Now, ner elikim is going on the menorah. Terem yichbe, it wasn't extinguished yet. So the Poshim say, I'm speaking about before Leis HaShachar. So the menorah used to burn the whole night. V'ner elikim, terem yichbe. V'shmuel sheichev b'heichal Hashem. Shmuel is sleeping b'heichal Hashem. So the first half of the pasuk is telling us what time of the meisles this occurred. It was still before Leis HaShachar. The menorah was still burning, and Shmuel was sleeping beheichal Hashem. Also, that doesn't make sense. Loi ein yeshiva ba'zora elo lamalchi beis David bova, and he's sleeping in beheichal. Elo shneftalim sham pasuk. The Beichel Hashem is going back on the Menorah. The Menorah was in the Heichel. Shmuel Sheikh Bim Kaimai. The Pasuk does not flow. So the Pasuk doesn't flow. Who tells you that the Opsukim have to flow? Agavucha, I'd like to mention three Ha'oris, which I asked on this Gemara. One Ha'ore, the Mishlo Malach asks, there is a Taisvus in Zvachim, a Klauser Shailo, this Haloche, Ein Yeshiva Bazora Lamalchus based off it, Alche based off it, Mulvad, is this a Din Minatayra or Midrabon? What's up in Taisvus? Like the Mishlo Malach, it's a Din de Rabbonon. So what's the Kashis? Maybe Shmu was sleeping in the Eichel before the Rabbonon made this. That's one kasha. He says, Chazal knew when the Rabbana made the din, so it was before that. I mean, that'll be the terrace. Okay. That's such a gefelach kasha. The Yelis HaShacha asks a second kasha. He asks a kasha, why do you have to ask what is din in yeshiva, Bazar la Malchi Beis Dovet? That's a din in Bazar la Malchi Beis Dovet. The halacha is in the Heichel, a kohen is not permitted to enter the Heichal HaBir HaKodesh. Not allowed to walk into the Heichal HaBir. I'll take a sightseeing tour, I'll walk into the Heichal. Walk into the Heichal or the Favoide, or Ishtachavoye. You don't cost time to enter the Heichal. So the Gemara said, and this is Niso de Reise, HaBir HaKodesh is also a full of a kohen. Shmuel is a lady. And Shmuel is sleeping in the Heichal. So you have to ask from in Yeshiva Ba'azor El Malchi Beis Dovid. That kasha the Yosha Shachis. I saw that Dvar Yaakov brings down a kasha from the Turi Yevon and Chagiga. So Yevon asks a different kasha. Yes, Shmuel was a cotton. Problem? Shmuel was a cotton. So the Midin Chinuch. So who says that Din Chinuch was Chinuch is a Rabbanon. So who says that this takona was applicable with Man Shmuel? Who says Chazal made this takon of chinuch? And this third kasha, I would like to perhaps to say a teretz. I'd like to read over in Parshas Vayeshev, there's a Tosfos ala Torah, and a Moshev's Kain, which is also from the Bali Tosfos ala Torah. It says in Parshas Vayeshev as follows. Vayomes Kamoisoi, that the Rabbi Shem killed Ervoino. So Tosfos says, they were, both of them, Ervoino, were 8 years old. So it's a, Sayyid Eska Kashe, Afa Pishle Bolach Val Yud Gimel Shonet, Nenshu, Tema, and here you have two ktanim, 2 8-year-olds, that were nenash. Va'oimer harab Yehuda chosid. Amoyredikesh tiktoyre tabida chosid. Ein adova toli bishonim. Doesn't depend on years. Elo bedas ubemachshove. It matters how much intelligence there is. Ki yesh poches mi yud gimel shonim, orum bedas lorole toive, is sometimes less than a 13-year-old, that's very smart. Bar ze nemar ki chol lebovis teirish Hashem, vizel hanefesh achitas itomus, vigam shloimis, and memela, they were bnei das. So Sakasha, they were able to understand, so the Bnei Das. Vigam Shloime, Loihoyo Yoiser me Yud Beishona Yud Aleph, Shaoma Loi David Vordeyu Belev Shalem. He told Shloime of David of Shalem. So Shloime said, Tati, wait till I get my mitzvah. I mean, I'm a cotton now. What do you talk about David of Shalem? Kichol Levoveis Deirish Hashem. So Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid said that if you have a cotton who's a bardas, there's no p'tur of ktanim. He's mechuyev of dayu b'leiv sholem, and if they don't do, there's a chiyev onshem. V'hod amrinin dein bezn shalemayle manishim neged esrim. That's when there's a gzeire an a uma achas biyachad. When there's a gzeire on the whole nation. Os meine michov shono lamala v'acha harayv dones omen. At the Uma we go, but the 20-year-old. But a yochid of his abardas, there's no p'tur of ketanim. And the Moshev Zekanim and Parshas Vayeshev says the same thing. And he brings a raya from Shmuel. The Gemara, he says, he brings this also, this is also from Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. Also is this Kashim. Hiksha Chosid Zal, Loman Enshu, Leiloi Hoy Bnei Onshim, Erboinem Hoy Yiktanim, Vyeshloima the Kach Hu Dine Shemayim. Shein donin es odem alofi chachmosoi. im Chochmas Chotten Kishal Eschim, Oz Nenash, because he seems to say different terms. That the Oynshe B'day Shemayim is totally, what a Ben Eschim? A Ben Eschim is smarter than a Ben Yud Gimel. Dine Shemayim is by a Ben Eschim, but if you have a Chotten that has Chochma Ke Ben Eschim, V'rayim Yishmul Aramosi, a Ray from Shmul, the Gemara in Broche says that when Shmul was 2 years old, he came to the Chanavurim to the Beis HaMikdosh, and Eli said they should look for a Kohen Teshech. And he's standing there, and he says, you don't need a Kohen Teshech. We look for a Kohen Teshech. I need a Kabbalah Ve'elach, you need Kohune. So he made a whole tumult over there. So they told him, listen, you got to order some Eli. So Eli called him over. What do you tell him? He said, yeah, you don't need a Kohen. He brought him a Pasek. So he said, Shapik Amrit, you're saying very good, but you're chayiv misa because you made a locha lefnei rabba. Eli was the god of the day, you made a locha lefnei rabba. So he was a tuish, Eli rotzel ani, shebavu shohir a locha befonam. Va'af al pi shaloi hoikim ben shteisho. Abba so lochayir abai says she was mechuyiv misa. He was a meir a locha lefnei rabba. So if Shmuel as a 2-year-old was chayiv misa as meir a locha lefnei rabba, so he was a little older already when he was sleeping by Heichos. I don't know if his chiyuv is al chiyuv chinuch. The Turi Evans Kasha. Shmuel was, by Shmuel, I think he was mechuyiv mikaradin. If there's onshim, so he's a baldas, so he's mechuyiv mikaradin. So that's the, perhaps according to this Avyuda Chosid, we could for him for this Kasha. Let us see. Let us see, because of Kahochi bit me like Pirish by Behedia, the Begava Achina Boilish Tawie, Ushmu Shoichei Behechel Hashem. Chodemil Samashme. Bakoch Mavsekinile, Shmu Shoichei, Vim Koim Bebeis Mishma Alavim, Shoichei Mamasabai, Behein Tirgim Yainison, Bezos Leiboy, Behechel anerkoi, shaha menoira hoise behechel mishkan shila. Behechel wasn't the man, the menoira wasn't the hechel. So now the Gemara says, further, let's figure out the end of the pasuk. Ba almone ashatiya almone mikoyin. Almone, so that will be an almone mikoyin, yikochu. The Gemara says a tanudin, a kain headed can only marry an almona mikoyin. Mikoyin ain mi Yisroel loy. Tanudin. So the Gemara says hachi kama. Mikoyin yikochu, misha kehanim yikoch. I mean, the beginning we're speaking about a kain gadol. We said a kain gadol should not marry an almona. But for almona, asher tiye almona, mixes kehanim, that means kehanim ed yoitim, yikochu. An almona kain hedit can marry. That is how the Gemara wants to dash. An yinami hochi, kain yikochu, misha kehanim yikochu. Other kehanim, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says a different shot, min amesiyim likohune yikochu. Almone ashetia almone mikoyen. What does it mean from a koyen? It means that her husband is min hamisiyan lakune. That her husband's daughter is kosher lakune. So then she's also, then she's kosher lakoyen. Have you little time made on a bas ger zocho, ke bas cholo zocho. So therefore, kol and kol shata naise bita ata naise amenusa. So we're telling a Yisrael, before we were telling you which daughter you could marry. That's what I told you. It has to be Mizerai Bnei Yisrael. It has to be that the father has to be Ben Yisrael and not a ger. Now I'm telling you that a wife of a ger, if the ger died, she's also personal to you. Zogt Rashi, but the Rashi mikayin ein im hayis amonis kain tinos lo kain amonis lo lebit mir elu huza kain hedit amonis mishakani mikochu tvushi yose the kain hedit koi vachi kama amonis shedi amonis אפילו מישראל, משאר כהנים שאינם כהן גדול, יקוחו פיסו. מן המסיעים לקונה, רבי יהודה says, אלמונס אודם שלא להוסי ביטאי לקונה, יקוחו. An אלמונה of a person that you can marry his daughter. למותי אלמונס גאה. רבי יהודה תאמי. דומה לאו, דאירי יחזקל אסמך ובבסגל זוכר. זה רעש משילוני, אז נסמך. Perceive me, Zerah Beis Yisrael. Ko Zerah, Ahaykro, Oirilon, Asmachten. Ko Zerah, the Minikir Zerah, is to be from Yisrael. Ahaykro, Oirilon, Asmachten, Pais Lishe, Bibi Yosoi. Ko Shiyata Noise, Bitoi, Kegoin Ger, Shepirash, Siloch, Kva, Yata Noise, Almonusoi. Zogt the Gemara weiter, Rabbi Yishema, Avger, Shenos, Lagiyeres. Is also the basis koshalukum. Omar Rabba Mlinu Mishmei Duhula, Alochi Krabi Yaisi. Ken Omar Rabba Balbachon, Alochi Krabi Yaisi. The Meikar Adin, a kohen is permitted to marry a basker b'giyayis. Umiyoyim Shechora Beis HaMikdosh Nogu Kehanim Sulfu Ba'atzmo. They were Noyeg HaMaila, HaChumre, HaDarge by themselves. And what? They did not marry a basker the Giyoyres. Means even though Meikar Adin it's Muta, they were Macht. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Lihune, he said as follows. Bolim Molech, if a person, a kohen asks us a shayla, I have a very choshev shidduch, a basker the Giyoyres. Moirin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So we tell him, listen, find someone else, because according to Leza ben Yaakov, you're a kohen, so she's possible to you. Nasa, but what if he married her? He might see an Isa Mimenu, Kirabi Isi. But the Yebed, we pass on that Rabbi Isi. Silsal Maila, Nasa, Basgeva, Giyoris, Ein might see in Miyadai. But you see, Taisis, Aikro, Reisha, Bekringol, the parish receive Amonu, Loikro, Bekringol. Saber kein Hedi, der Siv, Mezari, Yisov, Lashin, Yishin, Yisri, Besula, Meiri, Chol, Kehan. Bekoshe, so this is the Kash and the Loshna Gemore. Reishi, Bekain Godu, Saber, Bekain Hedi, the Mikot, Mezari, Yisov, Kain Ami, Lekain Godu, is going Lekain Godu also. Kamoy, Lekain Hedi. So the Mele, so the Loshna of the Gemore, so the whole Pasik is still speaking about Lekain Godu, but it's including in the Saber Kain Hedi. Mir lefosh, reishe bekein godo, si ba amon agrusha la ikro, kim sule, o lesa bekein godo, seife de chodo, si ba amon asheti amon amikain yikochu, bahainu kain hed yetavke, because a kain godo was also with all amonis.